Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds. Equality.
Equality is a big, meaty concept. There's a lot to it. And again, history shows us that at different points in time, we think about it in different ways.
Elizabeth Smith Pryor, a historian, scholar, and associate professor at Kent State, has, as part of her larger research, looked at how Cleveland's Urban League in the 1960s and 70s tried to redefine equality in an era of racialized inequality. In 2016, she won the Ford Foundation Senior Fellowship, one of only two scholars in the United States to win that year's competition, which is conducted by the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
What is the history of our understanding of what equality is?
That's a really good question. If we really want to, we can trace it all the way back to the founding of this nation and thinking about the founding documents like the Declaration of Independence and just language about equality and liberty. But what I'm interested in is looking at it historically, seeing how it's changed over time, and then particularly looking at it in one historical context of the late 60s and 70s when it was really a contentious issue in the middle of the civil rights movement.
What made you choose the Cleveland Urban League within that context?
Because I was really interested in exploring this one organization, the National Urban League, because at this moment in time, in the mid to late 60s, in the middle of some of the gains of the civil rights movement, but particularly with Martin Luther King's assassination, which will have been 50 years ago, and the outbreak of a number of urban rebellions and riots, the Urban League, which is an African-American organization, realized that the kind of work it was doing wasn't leading to the kinds of real results it was hoping for African-Americans. So they changed their programming to move from looking for equal opportunity for African-Americans to now looking for equal results. In looking at how they do that, you really have to look at the local level. You really have to look at what does one of its local branches do, because that's where all the real work goes on. So here we are in Kent. We're not that far from Cleveland, which is an amazing city and has a fantastic history, and elected the first black mayor in the United States in the middle of the 60s. So it just seemed like a great location to really focus in on.
And what did you discover from your research about their efforts? Were they successful? Are there things we can learn from how they navigated that time and space?
Success is an interesting question in this context. Again, how do you define success? We know from the time in which we currently live that we are not living in a world of full equality where African-Americans across the board have the same kind of equal life results as white Americans, which was really what they were going for in the 1960s. There are some lessons we can learn because we can see how they tried to put it into practice, programs for primarily African-American high schoolers who dropped out of school and their efforts to try to transform public education. Again, unfortunately, these failed. But I think we can learn a lot from failure. We can see what the opposition was, why people didn't feel that equality in terms of thinking about it as results was really something that Americans wanted. And we can begin to wonder, well, again, what does equality look like today? How do we define it today? Are there ways of expanding our understanding of what equality looks like?
Do you see the discourse shifting? Do you see things that encourage you, discourage you? What's your assessment of where we are today?
Changes every week. But based on my knowledge of the past, I would argue that we're in yet another moment of constricting our understandings of, again, these core concepts of American democracy, what freedom, equality, what they all mean, and that constriction of those terms is often based on race. And we can see it in some of the recent debates and discussions about immigration, taxes, healthcare. I could go on for days.
Yeah. Are you seeing any trends that can inform what's happening today or that give you any encouragement about where we're headed?
I think what we often see at moments like this, when we have a more constricted sense or definition of quality, of democracy, is that there will develop a pushback to that. There will develop an opposition, a resistance to it. And we have already started to see that, whether it's through different Black Lives Matters or students becoming more interested in social justice movements, the Women's March, those sorts of things. So those do give me hope because I can see that people aren't willing to put up with just a really narrow, limited sense of, again, these core concepts of what it is to be an American.
One last question for you. So I know equality is a difficult concept to unpack, and it can mean different things to different people. But if you had to share with our listeners sort of a basic tenet of how you think it's helpful for people of all backgrounds, of all views, to think about equality, how might you position what equality fundamentally means?
I think that's one of the difficulties that we do have is how do we define it? I guess how would I define it? What would it look like to me? If we lived at the moment in a society which valued equality, made it central to our definition of who we are as a nation, we would live in a country where there was no income inequality. We would live in a country where healthcare would be readily accessible. We would live in a country where there would be no reason for people to be homeless or without access to basic resources. There would be a sense of a collective common good. That's what I would say was a leveling of the multiple kinds of inequality that currently exist and a larger sense of a common public good that we all share in.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Elizabeth Smith Pryor, Associate Professor of History at Kent State University and researcher into African American history, including the Urban League of Cleveland. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.